Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300. All right, now it's time for us to pick our Issues, Etc. blogs of the week. We're reading your blogs. Although we did note, this is a word of encouragement to the Lutheran bloggers and our listener bloggers out there. We have noted with the meteoric rise of Facebook in the last 4 or 5 years, the volume of bloggery has blogifying has diminished somewhat because people have kind of taken up their cyber residence at Facebook. I understand this completely. But if you still maintain a blog, revisit it, have something to write. I have in my reader probably 175, maybe more than that, blogs. And I've noticed, and it tells me which ones have been updated in the last week by bolding their titles. I've noticed that over the last couple of years, the number of bolded titles has gone down a lot. And I think people are doing less blogging and more just posting pictures of their cats, which I think is a delightful way to spend your time. I can think of no better way to spend my time. It's what I do instead of blogging, but we still would like to read what you have to say on your blogs. If you don't already have the Issues, Etc. widget, go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, go to the bottom of the page. There's the widget. Let us know where your blog is. Talk back at issuesetc.org, and maybe we'll pick yours.
My pick for Issues, Etc. blog of the week is The Sober Peasant. It's a blog post titled Truth. It reads, I haven't posted much lately, been catching up on things after the end of school, things both of home and church, but I saw this on another blog and thought it an excellent comment. It's from a Roman Catholic blogger, Father Z, so for your church, just replace the word priest with pastor, and it works just as well. Do you want to know what true clericalism is? The worst manifestation of clericalism is when priests clericalize the laity. That is nothing less than the signal that the priest doesn't think lay people have their own dignity as lay people. In order to be something or to participate, lay people have to do what priests do. Priests think they make lay people a little better because they have made them more like themselves. Vile. Boo-rah. All the baptized have their own vocations to live in that are important and valuable and where God wants them to be his representatives. As I tell my Bible classes, this world would be a terrible place if everyone was a pastor. Terrible. For who would run the country? Who would sell the goods that we need? Who would manufacture, etc.? All these are important. Let us help all people see how they serve God in their callings, where they are, and come to the divine service on Sunday to receive the gifts of God they need. My pick for Issues, Etc. blog of the week, The Sober Peasant.
My pick this week comes from Pastor Tom Christ, who has a long-running and still maintained blog called The Preacher Blog. He's one of the elder statesmen of the Lutheran blogosphere, and he's recently posted something. Well, it's actually not so recent, but I recently got to it. It's a month and one day old, but I recently got to it. It's called On Statements of Faith. And I've noticed this. Various websites, congregations have their statements of faith. Sometimes you have to, in order to find out what a congregation believes, you actually have to go to their website rather than hear it from their pulpit, which is a sad state of affairs already. But he's writing here, and I'll let you read it for yourself. We'll post a link at our website, issuesetc.org. He's writing here about statements of faith that are not untrue in what they say, but they leave out the sacraments. And he asks a question, how can a Lutheran in good conscience subscribe or agree to such a statement of faith if the sacraments, what the Bible teaches about them, yes or no, is not included? These are essential to what we believe. If you look at the Lutheran confessions, the Lutheran statements of faith, the sacraments are all over them. So just a word of caution based upon what Pastor Christ has written there, that while statements may say things that are true, sometimes what's true may not be included in the statement of faith, and that may in itself be a statement of faith. When we come back, Terry Mattingly is going to join us. We're going to talk about media coverage of Oprah Winfrey's religious spiritual goodbye to the nation on Wednesday this week. Then some Issues Etc. listeners' comments from the Issues Etc. comment line. And in the last half hour of the program, live this Friday afternoon, May the 27th, we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your chance to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week in about a half hour. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Hour 2 in 7 minutes.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.